from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, Sparky with you. Don't forget, programming announcement for WSSB comes up here in about 15 minutes. 3 o'clock. We'll have an announcement for you. Don't go anywhere. Plus, we're going to talk about the Badgers after we make that announcement. That comes up again at 3 o'clock. Tom Moore, offensive consultant for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, longtime offensive coordinator for Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, Coach Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, started off his career in Pittsburgh back in the day with Bradshaw, Lynn, Swan, and those guys. He comes up at 3:20, has a book out, The Player's Coach, from Bradshaw to Manning, Brady, and beyond. Looking forward to talking to Tom Moore at 3:20. And then Charlie's Sound of the Day at 3:40. Joining us now, the aforementioned Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, first things first. I was telling Charlie earlier in the hour, I couldn't stop smiling all weekend. This is just bananas with how this offense is playing. The Willy Adames thing, you know, specifically 13 three-run homers, right there with Ken Griffey Jr. Now the chance to break it before the end of the regular season. And Pat Murphy in the post game on Bally Sports Wisconsin, I saw, said that, you know, Barry's not even on this list. They wouldn't even pitch to Barry if there was a base available. Do you think we get to that point maybe in the postseason with Willy Adames as far as how pitchers will go at him or no?
I mean, who's to say? Who's to say? Every situation is going to be different. You know, I think early in the year, it's like, why wouldn't you pitch around somebody? But I think if he comes up and it's second and third at a pivotal point in the game, let's say two outs, I think it's going to go up to, you know, who would you rather face, him or whoever's batting behind him? So I think there's some strategy involved when you're drawing that up. But nothing can discount the fact that he has been special. He's having a career year. He's going to have career highs in almost every offensive category by the end of this whole thing. And you know what? There's a couple of guys in the lineup that I would tell pitchers, if they're going out there to face them, saying, hey, you can't let these guys hurt you. And he's definitely one of those guys. So why they were able to pitch to him and they keep pitching to him, who knows? But what we do know is you can't pitch around all these guys, and they got a lot of guys that are swinging the bat well.
You know, the other thing about this is whenever a pitcher does well, or at least I'll say for myself, I'm not going to say for anybody else, when pitchers are doing well, I love to praise Chris Hook, right? And in the past, if pitchers were doing bad, people would yell and scream about the pitching coach. In the past, when Brewers hitters have struggled, people wanted the hitting coach fired. Well, the Brewers hitters are doing fairly well at this point, and we don't get a lot of praise for the Brewers hitting coaches. How much, you know, say or praise should they get, do you think, for some of the stuff that we're seeing here? I mean, Contreras, Adames, Chirio, all with big months of August.
Well, I always think back of the Adam Sandler song, The Lonesome Kicker. That's what I think of. Like, you know, when things are going well, stuff gets overlooked. When things aren't going well, they're looking for someone to blame. But what I'm looking at right now is early work, early hitting. Ozzie Timmons was doing flips with Chirio and Contreras and Adames. Now they've moved back. They got the pitching machine turned up to 11, and they're shooting out fastballs, and guys are hitting it all over the field. So number one, with Ozzie Timmons and Connor Dawson, these guys are available. They're available. They're in the cage. You want to get better at swinging a bat? Guess what? Go swing a bat. You want to get even better? Hit some baseballs. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, they have a great plan. We've seen them beat up on relievers. Anytime there's a reliever coming in, watch all the players go over. They start having a powwow. They're talking about how they're going to face whoever's coming in. You know, sometimes you need to praise those guys, but they're not looking for it. They honestly aren't. And when things aren't going well, for whatever reason, they're the first ones to blame. But these guys know what they're doing, and the process of what they've been getting implemented, these guys are buying into, and it's worked.
Crazy story on Jackson Churio, as told by Frankie Montas and Willie Adames after the game yesterday, that Churio essentially called his shot before the half inning even started, saying, hey, bases were going to be loaded. I'm going to come up. I'm going to hit a grand slam here. And Bruce having even set a batter to the plate at that point. That's got to be one of the more wild stories that I've heard in baseball to this point. Have you had anything like this, any type of prediction from another player, or one that you made yourself at any point similar to that?
I think you throw a lot of things out there. I remember when I was a starter, there were times where I was goofing off, especially when I was older. I would tell all the guys in the bullpen, I'd be like, hey, enjoy your day off, you know, and I'd get knocked out. I get knocked out in the third or fourth inning, but there was a few times I'd be like, hey, enjoy your day off. And then I go out there and throw, you know, a complete game, in the minor league. So like, you know, you throw little things out there and no one brings it up. If, oh, he predicted it didn't happen. But just go back to when they're in Kansas City, Willie Adames was like, man, if I get up, I'm going to hit a 3-run bomb.
Yep.
And he did.
You're right.
And he did. And, you know, I put the team up. Maybe it was a grand slam. I have no idea. But the idea is, like, you know what? You're feeling the moment, and for whatever reason, he's got really great baseball IQ. He is thinking along. Just watch his at-bats. Watch his at-bats. Come to the field. Watch it on TV, whatever you got to do, and just see him as the at-bat goes on. And as a pitcher, you're facing a guy like this, and you're going, what's he looking for? Because if you go back to the 21st of August, he gets four hits, his first four-hit game as a big leaguer, and all of them are on breaking balls. Then you go 10 days later, August 31st, you get three hits. They're all on fastballs. And the guy doesn't walk a lot, but then you go back to last night's ball game. He walks three times, and his fourth at-bat, he hits a grand slam. So he's very tough to pitch to because he is taking what pitchers are giving him, and he's thinking ahead. And that's tough. That's tough because it's like, what is this guy looking for? Well, right now he's just free-swinging, and he's barreling everything.
Talking with Tim Diller, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, here on 1250 AM The Fan, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow Tim on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Jake Bowers comes under fire quite a bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For his lack of average or whatever you want to call it, he has come up with some timely hits and home runs and so forth. But defensively, including that play the other night at first base, is why he's on this roster.
Well, he saved the game, right?
Yep.
Everything leading to that point, he doesn't make that play, they lose the game in Cincinnati. And he made the play, and so they won the game. Well, you could be like, well, he should have, you know, gotten hits that would have led to runs. Well, you can't put everything on one guy. There's if that's the case, then you go, okay, we could have won this thing, and every single inning or every time a guy gets on base, we got to move him over and get him in. Sometimes it's just not going to work that way. But, yeah, he saved it with the glove. But I will say this. I haven't done the math in the last couple of days, but when he starts a ball game, there's one point where the team is 46-17 just by him starting in the game. And I had to double check because I'm like, that seems ridiculous. So here's what he does give you. He gives you quality at-bats. I know maybe he'll strike out, but he throws – he sees a ton of pitches. He sees a ton of pitches, and that's something that this team loves because if you look at pitches seen per game, the Brewers see more pitches than anybody else per game. So you got to have guys that are able to go out there and make the pitcher work. Case in point, yesterday's ballgame, this guy was one pitch away from having a 15-pitch inning. All of a sudden, there's a walk. Next thing you know, there's a three-run bomb from Adames, and it's like, oh, now I've thrown 26 pitches, and I'm behind in the game. I'm losing 3-0. So that's how quickly this team can capitalize. But it really does start with balls and strikes. Pat Murphy said so as much in the postgame.
Let's talk about Devin Williams. I will admit I'm a spoiled Brewers fan that has got to watch a lot of great closers over my lifetime, right? Plesac to Hader to now Devin Williams and everybody in between there. And so I like a nice crisp 1-2-3 ninth inning, which we haven't really been getting a ton of from Devin Williams as late, getting the job done, yes, but not getting those quick innings that you like. He's getting a 20, 25, 30 pitches sometimes in these innings before it gets over. Are you noticing anything that might be leading to it, or what do you think it is?
Well, he missed 104 games. He was doing well in spring training, battling something, and then suddenly they decided, hey, his back's hurting too much. Let's shut him down. Misses 104 regular season games and then gets back out there. And I think it's just, you know, for him, it's probably really like the end of April. You know, he's still trying to get his footing. But he's a shutdown strikeout guy. If you go back to that game where Bowers, dove and caught the ball and got the out to end the game, it was walks and strikeouts. He has that ability. If he can't get a guy out, if he can't strike him out, he can just walk him. Guys on base is not a big deal for him. He can strike people out. He has strikeout stuff. We've seen that. And what comes with strikeouts and walks? Well, a lot of pitches. So the only thing it really hurts is for him maybe to get in back-to-back ball games. There used to be a thing, if you threw 25-plus pitches, then you are completely down for the next day. I think he's gone back-to-back a couple times after throwing 20-plus pitches. So that's about the only thing, but you have Trevor McGill down there. So not a lot of teams can boast that they have basically two closers. You can even throw Pyomps in the mix. He's been outstanding the last probably month and a half. So, yeah, when every other team is scrambling around looking for how are we going to, you know, pitch these important innings, the Brewers have like, dude, throw a dart down there and get everybody. Bryce Wilson was nails and sent to that last game. Brewers had a chance to win. He kept them in it. So, yeah, just go around the horn. But when it comes to Devin Williams, it's okay for him to throw a lot of pitches because it's all about not letting them even put the ball in play.
One last one for you. D.L. Hall, we've heard Pat Murphy say, yeah, maybe he'll be back, and he has to be part of your future plans going forward. So September 1 comes, they add him, and Brewer Hicklin, who I was very excited to see on the roster, wanted him up all year. But as far as D.L. Hall goes, you know, they have a couple days off here in the next week or two. And then after that, maybe do they go to a six-man rotation, do you think? Or how do you think this works?
Well, a little birdie told me Hicklin's playing right field today, so that's good. A good thing. Good to see him batting against a lefty, Steven Matz. I don't know. We did a podcast today on the Brewers Unfiltered podcast. Me and Adam McAlvey, we were addressing this exact question, and I disagreed a little bit. I know that D.L. Hall has some bullpen experience. He did that with the Orioles last year. But what he proved the other day in game two of that doubleheader was something special. Seven innings, he did it on like 83 pitches. Just complete shutdown. Like, all of his stuff was super good. And if you put him in the bullpen, it's basically that's Aaron Ashby. That's what Aaron Ashby's doing. Left side, throwing fuzz. Everything works. Quick outs. Just dominating performances. So why would you take a guy that can go, you know, five, six, seven innings of dominating baseball and then stick him in the bullpen, you know, and then chalk it up as long relief? I don't know. I don't say go to six-man rotation because you got off days coming up. But Adam seemed to think that, you know, the bullpen might be the way to go for him. To me, it's like you can fit him in there. You can fit him in there. If a guy needs an extra day's rest, whatever that looks like, I think you can fit him in and let him start ball games. I think he's earned it. And he looked fantastic last time out.
And after the game, he said he finally feels like his old self again, because clearly we did not see what DL Hall is really all about at the beginning of the year when his velocity was down and so forth. And now you see what the Brewers were all excited about when they made that deal for Corbin Burns.
Oh, yeah, I mean, they made that Corbin Burns deal, and you're sitting there like, okay, he's the big piece, and then he didn't get a fair shake. Like, he got injured, and he was trying to come back. So we all jumped on Joey Ortiz because he's, you know, worth talking about, because not only is his bat good and he comes up clutch, but he saves extra base hits nonstop over at third base. And then now we're starting to see DL Hall, and we're like, no, now we get it. This guy's unbelievable. So, yeah, I get it. I think he should be out there, especially you made this trade to have this guy. He showcases himself, and you reward him by putting him in the bullpen. Now, if that's what's better for the team, sure. But at the same time, I don't think there's a reason they can't squeeze him in that starting rotation.
I'd like to see him. Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, each and every Tuesday. Brought to our fine folks over there at Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant. CJ and the crew do an outstanding job. You'll see Tim Dillard in there from time to time. You might see me in there from time to time. Go stop, say hi to CJ, and I'm telling you anything you want, man. Steak, lobster, crab legs, whatever it may be, it will be delicious, and you'll want to keep going back for more and more and more. Tim, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you got it, Sparky. Go Brewers. Yay.
See you, Tim. There he is, Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. And, of course, you are listening to Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, here on 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.